The Drowner, written by Robert Drew and read by Paul English. He is a tiny boy being carried down to feed bread crusts to the ducks in the Avon when his father shows him what drowning is. Only nettle high, thistle high, riding in his father's arms in a burst of sun warmth across the squire's field and down to the river. Swinging over the stings and prickles fringing the bank, high above the squire's strange, horned, coughing sheep and their loose droppings. Feet drumming against his father's stomach, his father's nose in his hair, his cheek, and both of them babbling sweet rhymes of tickles and nonsense. "Look," says his father, and suddenly squats and points at dirt. A loamy line meanders across the grass. A mole tunnels in the riverbank. Already it has dug so close to the water that a fine stream turns away from the river, trickles through the molehill and down the gently sloping field. This water prill spreads thinly, a pace wide, about 20 paces long. The earth is parched from the dry winter, but wherever the water prill runs, everything is green and fresh. So he was told, anyway. So many times he's sure he remembers it. The story of the mole. How the first drowner discovered how to govern water. This was the 400-year-old secret of Wiltshire and its clear streams. Warmish water streaming through light chalky soil, lying over fine flint and gravel. This is a heaven for drowners. This is his father's life. But what he remembers vividly from that day is the nettle-eating sheep. Their pale, dead goat's eyes, mad, skewed horns, and old men's hawking coughs. In his memory, the sunburst fades. A veil of thick white rain falls on the dark sheep and graying fields. It patters on the elms as they whip and sway their branches to the fall. Blackbirds sing sharply in the wet trees. Everything looms and shivers above his head. His father brings water onto the land at will and takes it off again. Arthur Brabazon Charles, alphabetical, Dance, floats water meadows. Alphabetical Dance loves swift water the way some men love horses. To hear his proud murmurings about his floating lands, you would think he was referring to his feathery-haired son and babbling daughter. He calls his work My Little Drowning.